Hello, everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Enix Tech Adopters. My name is Erika Gutierrez. I'm Delivery Director and Head of Enix Colombia, and I am working in all this growth and expansion in Latin America for Enix. Today, I'm joined by my colleague, Bob Thomas. We'll discuss in this episode about technology partnership and how to make it work. Thank you for being here. So I think we can start with the IT service tendencies. Bob, how would you think the tech landscape of IT professional services will evolve?
It's changing rapidly with a lot of technical changes, which is, I guess, actually really quite normal for our industry. But a couple of things that I see, patterns that have changed recently, is the adoption of AI. That's no surprise, right? As a services company, many of us are adopting AI technologies for full lifecycle development, whether it be requirements definition, software product development, and obviously testing and engineering. So yeah, I think that's going to, continue to shape our how we engage with our customers. So the other key thing that I see is a lot of our customers are looking for more than just like an outsourcing partner, right? They're looking for a partner, someone that has really either a more of a solution-based or a project-based type of engagement where they can bring a lot more value to the partnership and really, focus on joint success, driving results for our customers. So I see that as a big change. How about you? What do you see as you're working with customers?
I see different things. I think the main one will definitely be transitioning back to engagement models where we can maybe help in solution-based projects or full scoped projects or challenges. That will be very interesting as well. I think we began with this tendency of seeing the partners or this IT services companies as a way to, of course, lower costs or do some efficiency in terms of hiring, upscaling, downscaling the team. But it has been proved that the quality of the engineers can provide much more value than just addition to a team. So it has transitioned from something that maybe was intended to be lower in cost to add a lot of value and speed and quality and collaboration. And right now, it doesn't even matter where the team is located. So I also think the tendency to have multiple teams based from people of multiple locations, multi-geo partnerships, will be increasing a lot.
What do you think are the key elements that set up an effective partnership? What's your point of view on that?
Yeah, on that, I think it comes down to actually putting the willingness to collaborate on both sides. Sometimes we're working together. They're two different companies, two different cultures. We can even say it that way. So when we start a partnership, when we start the engagement and the collaboration in the project, I would say that it's very crucial to be aligned on how the work it's going to be done, but not just in terms of the task that we're going to be performing, but how is going to be the information flow and how is going to be the collaboration set up. Transparency needs to be put in place. There needs to be some actual trust in the team members that you have, in the working team that you have, so that you can be able to have this co-commitment to results and be on both sides looking forward the success of the project and adding value to the whole client.
Yeah, I see that. I definitely see that. I also see like adaptability and being able to kind of evolve the relationship over time. As we engage, we learn from each other, right? And so being able to continue to adapt and refine and adjust course with your partner. Also just like innovation and thought leadership are so important to an effective partnership, and making sure that, there's always a point of view being brought to the table. And there's a discussion of how, maybe some technology can, for example, how AI can help drive some results for your company. Bringing some thought leadership into the conversation with your customers is also another key element that I think drives partnership.
Totally agree. I wanted to talk here about the communication and governance. How do you think it can contribute to this success when choosing a partner?
Yeah, without strong communication and governance, you know, partnerships, they don't last long, right? You know, so I would say, you know, building long-term partnerships require that communication, require regular feedback loops. You know, we see things that need to change, that our customers see things that need to change with us, right? And having kind of a feedback loop where we're consistently have open and transparent communication and adjusting course so that we are continuing to bring value to our partners. So I say, you know, those are key things that I see. How about you? What do you see in terms of,
definitely.
Of that?
Yeah, it definitely increases quality. Setting up an effective and concrete and defined governance model will increase in the quality and will for sure set up the place for success, right?
Yeah.
I think here that there is a differentiator between the executive communication and the management communication. There are like two different sides, and with the governance model, you can attack them both.
Yeah, I definitely see that too. I mean, I think when we're talking with executives with our clients, it seems like they're really focused on the product that needs to be built and the business value that needs to be generated. And they're looking for the thought leadership that a partner brings to the table. They're looking for, you know, a co-commitment of both parties. They're focused on the partnership and driving value to their business, which is, I see kind of different levels within the organization, like the managerial. What do you see on the managerial side of our relationship?
Yeah, and then in the managerial side, we will talk more about the velocity that we're having, the quality, what's upcoming for the product. It will be definitely a completely different layer. So it's super important to have it both, because we need the vision of what's coming in the executive side, but also on the management side, like we're taking care of reducing risk, resolving issues, the plan, the oversight of the
whole
thing.
And then connecting those two. Exactly. Yeah,
it's just very important to be outside the day-to-day activities to be able to have the full picture. So that's when they both join together and can add a lot of value.
I was going to ask you, what do you think are the best practices for, like, I don't know, effective communication between clients and NIFs? What do you think those best practices are?
So in terms of communication, I always say that the tricky part is actually getting to, when you say communicate effectively, the tricky part is getting the other person to understand what you really mean. And that goes both ways. So defining clear commitments, it's really crucial to be having an effective communication in this context, right? So clear commitment means that we know why we're doing it, not just what. Why we're doing it, how we're going to do it, what are the key criteria so that whatever that we're building meets the expectations. That involves including the right people, right? So if we know what we're building and the details and all the technical context, we can make sure that we have the right people involved. So we will have a better communication if we're talking about the topic that it's a key area of expertise of the other person.
I think also like a meeting cadence is really important, whether it be, you know, dailies or the weeklies or the monthlies or the quarterly, like business reviews between an organization. And then, you know, there's always information flow, making sure the information is flowing up and flowing back down, right, and decisions made. And just making sure everybody's on the same page. Like, I think those are really good, you know, best practices for communication with our customers.
I want to add another point to that, and it's also like being able to challenge, like feeling the courage to challenge and have the hard conversations, because that's how you get, let's say, the trust, and that's how you build the land to take better decisions. So it's not just always like having clear communication, it's also having the hard discussions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So we have been talking about this partnership, but when it comes to choosing a partner, it will be nice also for us to cover, like, how can you, what criteria can you maybe prioritize so that you're making a great selection?
Well, every customer has different criteria, that's for sure. But some of the common elements that I see, one would be finding a culture fit, right? Finding an organization that fits your culture. Obviously, engagement model, right? Whether you're looking for, you know, a team to kind of just augment your existing team, or kind of project based or even a solution based type of engagement, like kind of that engagement model is obviously very important. Making sure you have commonality on your delivery practices, right? Modern delivery practices like Agile, DevOps, quality engineering, some of those common modern delivery practices, and making sure you're aligned with your customer there. And then just thought leadership and partnership. You know, some customers are really looking for advisory because they know they have a problem, but they're not quite sure how to solve that problem and how to move the organization forward. So I think, thought leadership and advisory, those are a few things that I see. How about you? What do you see when it comes to selecting a partner? What are some of the criteria?
I'll take the point of culture fit, what you started, and add a little bit to that. And it's related to finding, like, when you are making that selection, you need to make sure that you're deciding who is going to be part of your team, kind of switching the mindset of I'm going to be working with this team, hopefully long term. So it's really important to have that, alignment in types of communication, or as you were saying, in the delivery practices that they can have the client and the partner. So it's that alignment, it's really important. But the other points are for sure the technology expertise. Expertise in what you're trying to build, right? So if you're doing, I don't know, a huge migration, you want to make sure that this company has the partnerships that can give you maybe any benefits. Let's call it AWS. Maybe you can find some great things over there in the domain experience, right? So not just hiring the people, but having proven success case studies, like proven success stories, projects that we can talk from, or the partner can talk from experience. That helps a lot, making sure.
Yeah, maybe a specific industry experience or whatever the case is. Yeah.
Can be industry also, for sure. And of course, things like how quick can you scale with them? What's the time zone, if it's going to be convenient for both? Of course, the pricing, all of that can be summed up in how will that company be effectively adding value to you?
Yeah.
Like all of those different points, we'll resume into that.
Yeah. There's lots of different criteria. Every customer is slightly unique too, in terms of what they're looking for and what brings value to them. So yeah, great ideas.
I think, also you want to make sure that they have a model that goes along with what you need. You were mentioning about advisory. If you're looking, maybe you need to, build a product, but you also need advisory, or maybe run some investigation on another application that you have or another system to assess any risk, security. You want to find a partner that has the capabilities to do that and that has a process in place and that is a service that they can actually offer from experience, not creating it on their own, right?
Yeah.
I think we have covered a lot of different points about criteria, selection, importance, communication. But let's say we are assessing a company to be a partner. What would be maybe three recommendations that you could give in terms of selecting right?
Yeah.
And starting right.
Well, I think getting off on the right starts, obviously important. It's kind of like it's like the analogy of going on your first date, right, with someone, and you've got to become a little bit, vulnerable. You've got to maybe share where some of the challenges are that you're having within your organization. I think a great partner is one that listens, understands the challenges that you're having, understands your goals, understands you know, some of the outcomes you're trying to achieve, and then comes back to the table with, this is how, because I've heard you say these things, this is how I think we can help you. Here's a solution that will solve this. Here's a solution that will solve that. So I think my final words of wisdom would be, you know, share some of the challenges you have. Look for a partner that's going to help you solve those challenges. And then, you know, maybe find a way to test them, test your partner out. A good way to test a partner out before you sign a contract is to go into a workshop, right? Find out how they work on a small basis by some type of a workshop. I mean, it might take a little bit of investment of your time, but it also has great rewards because you start to understand how they, you know, how they operate, how they build trust, what type of people they're bringing to the workshop. It's a great way to kind of, I'll say, kick the tires before you sign a contract. Yeah, those would be my words of wisdom for selecting a partner.
Definitely, you can test collaboration. You can see how quick the responses are and the quality of the responses and the proposals. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Bob, it has been a pleasure reflecting on this topic with you.
It was a great conversation. Thank you. I'm looking forward to our next one.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you all for watching. And of course, you can always reach out to either Bob or myself in LinkedIn or any social media to have a discussion about technology.
Thanks, Erica. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.